AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A brief lockdown has been lifted at the U.S. Capitol during rehearsal for inauguration for Joe Biden. The president-elect wasn't there when the lockdown was called. There was a fire at a homeless encampment nearby in D.C. Smoke was visible in the sky. There was no security threat, but a lockdown was called anyway. Tensions are high at the Capitol almost 2 weeks after the deadly riot there by supporters of President Trump. Because of fears of an insider attack, all members of the National Guard being brought into D.C. are being vetted. Sergeant Major Michael Brooks is with the D.C. National Guard.
We're here to protect the citizens of the United States just as much as we are the seat of our government. So no one should fear us unless they have ill will in their heart.
The Secret Service, which is in charge of security for the inauguration, said there was no threat to the public. Today is also Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Dr. Margaret Huang with the Southern Poverty Law Center says King's message is very timely.
He pointed out that hate does not drive out hate. Only love can do that. And it can be very hard to hate those, to love those who hate you. But it is more important than ever that we understand what drives that hate.
The head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, is speaking out about drug makers' profits and vaccine inequalities.
It's not right that younger, healthier adults in rich countries are vaccinated before health workers and older people in poorer countries.
He's accusing most vaccine makers of targeting locations where profits are highest. Wisconsin's top health official, Andrea Palm, is leaving for a job with the Department of Health and Human Services under President-elect Joe Biden. She's involved in the Biden strategy to expand access to coronavirus vaccines and speed up the rate of vaccinations. This is AP News. A tradition among presidents is in peril this year.
It started in 1989. Outgoing President Reagan left a kind handwritten note in the Oval Office for incoming President George H.W. Bush. It featured a cartoon that read, "Don't let the turkeys get you down." Reagan said he would be praying for Bush. Bush left a note for Bill Clinton, too. "Your success now is our country's success. I am rooting hard for you." And so it was that departing presidents began leaving warm handwritten notes for their successors in the Oval Office. But will Donald Trump leave a friendly letter for President-elect Biden? No answer to that question yet, though President Trump is refusing to attend Biden's inauguration. I'm Rita Foley.
A man is in a hospital in northern Germany after being bitten in the face by a camel. The employee of the Perlberg Zoo was cleaning the camel enclosure and feeding the animals when one turned suddenly and bit him. The injuries are considered serious. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.